As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello. Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada. The University of British Columbia, and very nice day outside, and before we get into the show, just like to say a big rest in peace to the mighty Muhammad Ali, one of the greatest athletes of all time, lost his battle with Parkinson's disease at 74 years of age, and he was that guy that floated like a butterfly and stung like a bee, and was a very, very outspoken politically, I guess most notably refusing to be indicted into the Vietnam War, which cost him his boxing license for a few years. But in the 70s, he was a very high-renowned athlete, boxer. And rest in peace to Brandon Farrell from Richmond, Virginia. He played in a bunch of bands, Direct Control, Wasted Time, Government Warning, Commando, Syndrome, and he was the proprietor behind No Way Records and Vinyl Conflict Records, so rest in peace. We heard two tracks with him, Direct Control from a release appropriately entitled Farewell, came out in 2008. We heard a track called Lion's Den, and he sang and played guitar in that release, and from the Arrested 7-inch release, we heard a track called Arrested, and both those are on No Way Records, courtesy of him. So, we're going to get into the show, and today's show is a very special theme. First of all, let me introduce my special guest. Who are you over there, Mike number two?
I am Cordy.
Cordy, and we're showcasing a festival you're doing next weekend. Man, this thing looks huge. It's from the 9th to the 12th, and it's at a bunch of different venues and such. Yeah, so the festival is called
Have a Good Laugh Fest.
Have a Good Laugh. And how did this come about?
The original idea was came about in my head about a year ago, and I was just working, and I was like, I needed more projects, I guess, and perpetuating punk has always been the centerpiece of my entire life, so I decided, I'll just do a fest in 1 year and see what happens.
All right, so this should be a good one. Like I said, 9th to the 12th, and we're going to get into a bunch of the bands that are playing the fest. But first of all, I'm going to get into a band who you know quite well, and I know you from this band because I was in a band with you that covered this band. What is the band?
Chaos UK.
And, we're going to get into them, but very first...
Oh, the other band we covered.
Yeah.
Oh, Exploited.
Yeah, what's the name of this record?
Punk's Not Dead.
And, Punk will be anything but dead in Vancouver, British Columbia next weekend for the Have a Good Laugh Festival.
Every cunt trying to see punks dying, right? Read it in the papers and go to the stupid cunts. This one's called Punk's Not Dead.
Punk's Not Dead! Such a man of punk is dead. Hey, what's your own mother dead? Don't like the music, don't like the words. You can all crush up in the buzz and dance. Punk's Not Dead I know. 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 Stop. Punks and we don't care. The first punch at all. No, no, drop this deer and push. No, no, bounce. And the nerves. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I'm done. Stop. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I'm done. Stop. Hit the curse with a hit of the law. Hit the fear of the end up. Feel the end as you walk around. Bitch, to the ground. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I'm gonna stop. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I know. Punks are dead, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah. Scotty here from The Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, that's right, Waddy, and that's right, Cordy, sitting across from me. Yeah, we started things all off with The Exploited, Punk's Not Dead, going back to 1981. What a classic record. 1981, yeah, can't go wrong with Exploited. I'm sure their guarantee was probably too high to play the Have a Good Laugh Fest, right?
Well, honestly, we didn't ask them for this year, but now that you say it, The Exploited is definitely on our radar.
Okay, excellent. How about Chaos UK? They're not playing this year, but perhaps following years, yeah.
Who knows?
From the debut LP, we heard a track called Mentally Insane, and then we heard an act who are playing the festival next Friday. They're playing at Triple Three, right?
No, they're playing at the Red Gate.
The Red Gate, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, Life from the Perdition EP, and you know that one from the UK DK movie as well. Yeah, what a classic. And you've played in some bands. You did a Chaos UK cover band as well.
That's right.
Last Halloween with Angus Young on guitar and on vocals. Who were you on vocals? You were looking a lot like Mower, but
yeah, I think I fit the role of Mower, if anything.
Okay, and you played in other bands that did some Chaos UK covers, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't even know where to get started with that.
Okay, but how about Disorder? You've done some Disorder covers in some bands too.
Yeah, that's right. A band I play in called Suslaw. We on the regular cover Disorder. I guess we cover Chaos UK too, actually.
Okay, and we're gonna hear this band Suslaw. So Suslaw are playing the festival. What day are they playing?
We are playing the Thursday, 9th.
And at the
Astoria.
At the Astoria, excellent. So let's get into some Suslaw. Suslaw from Portland, Oregon. That's where the rest of those dudes are from, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. And this is from, this is a track called Slag, and it's a split with a band called Erratic. And let's get into it, shall we?
I'm not gonna like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hi, this is Audie from Boat and Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
All right, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation. We are showcasing the Have a Good Laugh Festival taking place in Vancouver, British Columbia next weekend. And we started with a bunch of bands that we'll be playing Thursday. We started off with Sus Law, band that you're in. Never Existing was the name of the track. And they will be playing the Astoria?
Yeah, the song was called Slag.
Slag, okay. Okay, cool, thanks. Paranoid followed, also playing the Astoria next.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
Okay, and we heard a track called Never Existing, and that's from a record of theirs called Hardcore Addict. Paranoid from?
Sweden,
okay. Yeah. And we followed with Violent Party from a record of theirs called Ex Libris. Heard a track called Useless Fuckers. And Violent Party, where are they from?
They're from Portland, Oregon as well.
Okay, and the Narcoleptics from New York City.
That's right, yeah.
From their second EP, we heard a track called Communication. And from Elegy from Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, that's correct.
Plays pretty for Poppers was the name of the release. We heard a track called Smog. All those bands will be playing the Astoria next Thursday. And afterwards, there will be a DJ thing at Franklin Studios with some karaoke and stuff like that. So, we're going to get into some bands that will be playing the second night. This band will be playing on the Friday over at the Red Gate. And the name of the act is Sex Face. Played this band a lot on the show. I like them because they sound a lot like GBH.
Yeah, they're basically the gimped French-Canadian version of GBH, which is awesome.
And they are from Montreal,
that's
Quebec,
right, yeah.
Canada. All right, so you requested this track. What's it called?
Toilet Baby.
Who's calling about birth? Too big now, just give a birth. I want it, toilet baby. Falling in the shit, I want it, toilet baby. Yeah, it is. While I'm ready, I'm not alive. It doesn't work, it's dignified. I want it, toilet baby. I want it, got it, baby. Yeah, it is. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Without a tail, rather your name. Baby,
This Quarter magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, This Quarter lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello, y'all. This is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Full return!
All right, and this weekend on the show, we are showcasing next weekend's festival, which is the Have a Good Laugh Fest. Got Cordy across from us. Hey, Cordy.
What's going on?
We just played a set of bands who will be playing on the Friday, Friday, June 10th. We started things all off with the, where did we start here?
Sex Face, right?
Sex Face we did, yeah, from the Village Life 7-inch EP. I heard a track called Toilet Baby, followed by a band that you know quite well, Last Cased.
Cast, yeah. Sorry,
you corrected me before I went on the air. You think I know better. So you explained to me what a cast is, and we're not talking about a cast like C-A-S-T. We're talking about cast, K-S-T-E. What does that mean?
It basically means class. It's like an older term or whatever for your class. So last cast would be the equivalent of being a second-class citizen or
right.
surf or whatever.
And that's a band you formed this year or last year?
Last year.
Yeah, and you played your first show last year or this,
last September we did our first gig,
that's a track called Police States, and I follow with War Tribe from Long Beach, California.
War Tribe's from Oakland, California.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We played a band from Long Beach, I think, in there too. Tribes of War is the name of the track from a demo there. Is in Portland, Oregon's PMS 84 with a track called Security, and all those bands will be playing next Friday at the Red Gate with Disorder, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then afterwards, we got an after show at Franklin Studios, 1:30 a.m. with Oaf, Golden Path, and Nasty. So that should be really cool. So now we're going to get into some of the bands that are playing on Saturday. This band is playing an afternoon show. Saturday's the busy one. We got three shows going on. One at 333, then one at Facebook, and one very close by, one at the Astoria.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Facebook events thing. Oh, geez. I try not to talk about Facebook on this show.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
All right. So, yeah, at the Astoria, we got a show, too, and then over at the Red Gate, we got a show, too. And
there might be something afterwards,
yeah,
too.
Indeed, at the surprise location. So, yeah, I'll quit yakking. Let's get into the bands. This is a band that will be playing at 3 p.m. at 333 Clark, and they're called Anna, local acts. So, from the Perpetual Warfare release, we're going to hear a track called No One Survives on this very special edition of Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
All right, you're listening to Generation Annihilation, and we are showcasing the festival, which takes place next weekend. Actually, takes place the beginning of the end of next week. Next Thursday it starts, and it ends on Sunday. And we heard a bunch of bands that will be playing on the Saturday, and we started things all off with Anna from the Perpetual Warfare release. Yeah, you like Anna, right, Cordy?
Yeah, Anna's sick.
Yeah, that's some real heavy Sacrilege influenced stuff, and I heard a track called No One Survives from their Perpetual Warfare, followed with Skeleton from Winnipeg, Manitoba, from the What Will You Do release. We heard a track called Do You Want to Live, and from Conform, from the Conform and Die release, Gas Massacre was the name of that. Conform, a local act, and then we heard from an act from Toronto, Ontario, who will be playing the Astoria after.
Yeah, they're playing Astoria on Saturday.
With Mass Grave, Bedbugs, Isotope, Languids, Vlaines. Yeah, so we also heard Absolute, who will be playing the Astoria. I think I just said that. But yeah, you filled in for Absolute, you were just telling me, didn't you? You played some...
No, I didn't play an Absolute at any point.
You were
nice guys, though.
You were telling me that you were filling in for some band in the States last week. I can't remember what it was. But
it wasn't Absolute.
Okay, no. Okay, we will... You said the band, they got confused that they're from Montreal, but they're really from Toronto?
Yeah, that's right. I just saw that on a flyer.
Okay.
Saw some people posting around that they're from Montreal.
Okay. Like, you weren't playing in them, but we were talking about them.
Yeah.
No. This is a split with a band from Sweden, who I'm not going to pronounce. Can you try and pronounce it?
Slavendoid. That's what I've always called them anyways.
Okay, and we heard a track called Heart of Hatred. So we got less than 10 minutes to go on the show, so let's keep going with bands that are playing... The Fest, we're going to hear some acts that are playing next, on the Sunday, I believe we are. Where are we here? Total Abuse at the Red Gate, or is that on the Saturday?
That's also on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. Well, what the hell, we'll hear Total Abuse, who are playing on the Saturday at the Red Gate.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And this has been another edition of Generation Annihilation. Special guest Cordy, and in that last set, we started things all off with Total Abuse band, who are playing. They're playing the Saturday show, are they not?
Yeah, at the Red Gate.
At the Red Gate, okay, cool. And they're playing with Vacant Life, who we heard in the set after, from Seattle, Washington. Trench Knife was the name of the track. And we heard from locals Vacant States, also playing on the Saturday with a track called Chains. And then we heard, who did we hear after? We heard Paranoi, who were playing the Sunday, right?
Yeah, they're playing the Sunday matinee at 333.
Okay, and, playing with Rubble and Nick Fitz. And then we played the Spectres, who were playing at the Red Gate at 7 p.m. on a Sunday with Screaming Dead, classic UK band, Shadow House, Soft Kill, and Lee. So we've kind of done a brief summary of all bands playing the Have a Good Laugh Fest next Thursday to next Sunday in Vancouver, BC, with your promotion, Thought Decay.
Thought Decay, yep.
And what was the there's another one involved too,
yeah,
Glam Racket?
Glam Racket, yeah.
Okay.
They're helping us out with it.
Okay, awesome. So, check that out, and you can get tickets at
ThoughtDecay.com.
Okay. Any record stores?
No, we're not selling physical tickets, just
okay.
Will Call this year.
Okay, well, you know, you get to any of these venues early enough, chances are you'll be able to get in.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
there's some really good talent that we've showcased on this show that we'll be playing. So yeah, hope to see you all there. And thanks for coming up, Cordy. And
thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
No worries, anytime. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and stay tuned for Power Chord up next. With Serena, and we're going to go into a band here called Guidance, are we not?
Russian Circles.
Russian Circles, okay.